This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ready, set, go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on, and I just want to acknowledge what's happening in Colorado as we are on the air. Our friends there that are standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, getting together at the state capitol to raise awareness and or protest Senate Bill 163, SB 163, school entry immunization, even though vaccination is not immunization, that's what they do. And this would eliminate religious freedom, religious or philosophical exemptions, and implement various forms of contact tracing over the vaccine issue. And what else would it do? It would actually cause some kind of clause in there that would say you would have to have like an indoctrination session, basically, re-education. In order to get the exemption that you want, you would have to be re-educated about it. This is like scary stuff, and they're doing it under the cover of COVID-19. They're doing it under the cover of all the riots, the dissension, the anger, the violence, the angst after the lockdowns. And it's quite amazing. So shout out to all of our friends listening, watching, or out there activating for freedom in Denver, Colorado today. We are joined once again by my good friend John Rappaport, investigative journalist, nomorefakenews.com. We got to talk about this, COVID-19 riots continuing. What is it? What kind of riots are they now? I don't even know. Other things that are being found in vaccines, as well as this hashtag. I want you to write it down, expose Bill Gates. We're going to get to it. John, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Robert.
Yeah, it's great to have these, I think, sanity-inducing discussions that we get to do each week here on the show to kind of put perspective that they're not hearing it. No one's there hearing anywhere else, pretty much. And so to talk about these things in a way that I think takes them out of confusion and makes some level of sense or some logical progression so that people can follow on the chaos that is purposely induced to keep people off center so that they never know what is happening.
Well, that's right. You know, the idea, for example, as you mentioned in Colorado, with COVID-19, well, we have to have mandatory vaccinations because how else can we escape the dreaded threat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So people are being whipsawed that way. And then they're being told, okay, the vaccine may come soon, and then everybody will be safe. Of course, you'll get an immunity certificate after you get vaccinated, and that will enable you to do what? Travel, maybe even you may need one to go to work, et cetera, et cetera. Well, wait, you mean if I don't have one, I can't do these things? Well, you know, it's a new normal. We live in a different world now. So this sets up a tremendous amount of stress, anxiety, confusion among people as to what's going on. And then we can eventually talk about these protests and riots and how much confusion there is about who is directing what when it comes to that. Because the reports that I'm getting is there are all kinds of infiltration from many different sources here.
Well, and how about, John, the people whose businesses have been shut down, shuttered by government edict, unconstitutional as it may be, and now going back to work suddenly find that their businesses are burned out in certain cities where agents provocateurs set up violent responses. Bricks appear miraculously out of nowhere. And what about those folks that are having to get maybe a temporary welfare check or some payment from government? It's going to be tied to vaccination status inevitably. This is the control factor. It's like you can't eat, but you want us to give you something? All right. Well, do this. Behave this way. Get a shot.
Yeah. Get a shot. Do all sorts of other things. Go along with the contact tracing. Cooperate. You've got a cell phone, so install the app that allows you to be tracked and traced wherever you go, et cetera, et cetera.
So I mentioned the bricks and rocks that appear, pallets of them out of nowhere in these areas, or suddenly even people that live there are going, where is this? There's no construction zone going on here. And we'll take it out from the macrocosm to the microcosm, because you've got a brilliant, important article about dangerous nanoparticles now being found in vaccines. Whether they're contaminants or purposeful, I don't know. What are you finding?
Well, this is quite amazing, because, first of all, the study that was done in Italy is 3 years old. And I think there have been maybe one or two articles written about this before, but it's not certainly not widely known. These researchers used electron microscope and examined traditional vaccines. We're talking like hepatitis B, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, DPT, MMR, et cetera, et cetera. Just the standard, straight down the line vaccines manufactured by the biggest vaccine manufacturers in the world. And they discovered many, 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 many of these tiny, tiny, tiny nanoparticles, most of them metallic, many different metals, titanium, gold, silver, lead, strontium, et cetera, that were contaminating the vaccines. And what they concluded was that these particles traveling throughout the body would set up a chronic level of inflammatory response from the body, which would mean, you know, a decline in the immune system capability, among other things, many other things. Neurological problems, et cetera, when the particles pass into the brain, just, you know, virtually unlimited number of problems. They also talk about, say, iron particles that would corrode even nanoparticles in the body. So this is astounding, because it's never really been discussed or described before. And there is no attempt in the study to decide, you know, how these particles got in there, because the researchers did not have access to the facilities in which these vaccines are manufactured. So they couldn't say exactly how this happened. But they just know it happened. They examined vials of the vaccines, and this is what they found. So this is quite astounding. And the implications don't quit, because, of course, the question comes up, well, is it possible that the nanoparticles were inserted intentionally? And then comes the question, well, where are these vaccines actually made? Because, as we know, many vaccines that are delivered, say, in the United States are not manufactured here. They're manufactured, or components of them are manufactured offshore, for example, in China, where they have had numerous pharmaceutical and vaccine scandals that have to do with safety and contamination. So that raises a specter of, you know, tremendous threat. the possibility of a tremendous threat. And it also raises the specter of, well, suppose that we get this with the new COVID vaccine, which is supposedly going to inoculate or inject, 7 billion people? Because this would be, if you're talking intention here, this would be the perfect opportunity to spread contaminants and damage in the widest possible way ever with a single vaccine.
John, I want to go back, because I remember this when this came out. We obviously covered it, the contaminants that were found out of Italy. And if we use a little bit of logic here, which we like to do, we would say, okay, is it possible that, you know, a batch here, a batch there, something from one manufacturer, maybe two, they found something unusual, and then that would be remedied, rectified, and all is good. No nanoparticles of metals and things in there. But what we're talking about here in this article that you've got, and it references the original article, and, you know, through the analysis, it is manufacturer after manufacturer after manufacturer. Vaccine after vaccine, different. I mean, there is not a pattern other than they all seem to be, or the majority seem to be, contaminated with nanoparticles that they didn't claim were in there, and no one knows why they're there. Do they serve some purpose that they forgot to tell us, or is it a nefarious scheme to purposefully aggravate, as you say, the outcome? What is the outcome? Chronic inflammatory responses of the immune system, which could lead to a number of things you mentioned, including autoimmunity, immune exhaustion, any number of things. There is no basis for which anybody at FDA shouldn't look at that and go, my gosh, we've got a problem here. We need now to have congressional hearings over this. But crickets in the mainstream media. In fact, there have been attacks on this organization who actually found this information or revealed it through their own analysis.
Correct. To put numbers on this, I counted them up in the study. There are 15 different vaccines that they mention, and 44 types of those 15 vaccines. So, as you say, this is spread over a huge, wide area. This is not just, oh, we found it in this lot and that lot, one or two manufacturers. No. And, of course, they did not look at other vaccines. So there's still more that could be studied.
Yeah, it's amazing. Listen, hold that thought. We're up on the first break here. John Rappaport, my guest slash co-host on the Robert Scott Bell Show each Sunday when we broadcast live through our friends at GCN on our radio affiliates all over the United States and streaming live around the world. I appreciate you being here. We've got more to discuss, and you won't hear this in the old lamestream legacy pharmaceutical conflicted media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it occurs to me, John, right now, John Rappaport on here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Think about these riots we're seeing, whether it be COVID-19, pent-up frustration, whether it be a racial trigger or any number of things. You'd think that with information that we just talked about, in Italy, scientific established investigations finding contamination almost across the board in vaccinations of things they don't claim that are in there, nanoparticulates, different metals, some more toxic than others, that there would be riots over that. You mean you're forcing us, mandating injection with that? But that's not the case, although there is some angst bubbling up from those that recognize that mandatory vaccinations are a fundamental violation of individual liberty, religious liberty, etc., from all political backgrounds now coming together and going, whoa, they're all against all of us. And that the divide they're trying to pretend is our divide is not our divide.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And there is no way, absolutely no way, that this could be justified, these nanoparticles, as something that has to do with medical use. So essentially what's happening here, it's like saying, well, we're going to inject you with poison, and we have a constitutional right to do that. So this refutes completely, for example, Alan Dershowitz's comments where he says, the famous lawyer, that under emergency powers, et cetera, et cetera, the U.S. government or state governments have an absolute right to inject you with a vaccine, and if you decide not to do it, then go along with it. You're committing an act of civil disobedience, and that's your choice, etc., etc. That's total nonsense. because nowhere in that formulation, even if we assume that that's true, does the state have a right to inject you with poison. There's, you know, that's not it, Al. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So this is what's happening. And you're absolutely right. If people were more educated and they understood what's happening to them and their children with these vaccines, that's exactly what they would be protesting, and everybody in the country would be protesting together. There would be no division at all.
Even those that are pro-vaccination is my point here. This isn't about pro or anti. It's like, dude, they have a product here. It's been found contaminated across the board. Even if you're in favor of the product, now you got to be thinking, do you want that product in you? Even if you, in general, favor it. It just, again, logic would say no until you clean up your act. Uh-uh.
Right. And how do they do that? See, there is no prescription on the table because nobody in mainstream medical science even wants to admit that there's a problem. So the manufacturers are certainly not saying anything about it. There's no reason to suspect that they're doing anything about it. I don't see any publication from the authors of this study that say, Well, now, in the wake of the study, we've been contacted by many manufacturers who are very interested. They don't understand what's going on, and they want to remedy it, and they're asking us to consult on it. No, there's nothing like that going on. Absolutely nothing.
The lack of response shows you the whether it be operant conditioning, programming, etc., or, as we've argued for many years, the previous intoxicants or assaults from a toxicological perspective, reducing the intelligence of people or just reducing their ability to act or react to information that, for the most part, for the longest time, they haven't been given. But now, as new media has been rising, even under the censorship attempts of social media, more people discovering this, still the outrage to protest something like this has not bubbled up to the surface. Although I say that with a little bit of it's changing because what's happening in Colorado today, as people are realizing what's at stake, should they be forced to vaccinate with these vaccines contaminated with nanoparticles that are not claimed to be there and have no valid medical purpose, as you pointed out?
You know, I can extend this a little bit. It'll sound like science fiction, but it really isn't. You look at the whole world of nanotechnology, which is the study of very, very tiny particles and their manipulation, even down to the level of a molecule or an atom.
Hold on, John. We got a nanotechnology cliffhanger because we got to take a break. It's radio, guys and girls. We are back in just a moment. You don't want to miss a minute of this. John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In the first 5 days of December, there have been more than 1 million new coronavirus cases. More than 100,000 people have been hospitalized with the virus for 4 days straight. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We're quite concerned about where the disease is spreading, as well as the Thanksgiving spread of disease, and we're worried about people and the behaviors coming up with Christmas. We want to make sure everyone's loved ones are there next Christmas, especially when we have so much hope of vaccines.
The FDA meets this week to consider emergency use authorization, and then shipments could begin within days. Elderly people and care home workers will be the first to receive the vaccine in the UK. This follows approval last week by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. The first doses of the vaccine from Pfizer have arrived, and 50 vaccination hubs have been set up at hospitals. USA Radio News. California's new lockdown is getting a big pushback from the Riverside County Sheriff.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, it was a cliffhanger. On the last break, John Rappaport was just getting into a deeper perspective on the issue of nanotechnology. Where's it going, John?
Okay, so first of all, the science of manipulation of these tiny, tiny particles, what's it all about? The technical information is being shared openly and has been for many years between, say, China and the U.S., which is not a good thing. But they are researching putting nano sensors into the body. Again, think tiny, tiny, tiny. Like a nanoparticle, if you were to compare it maybe to a speck of dust on your table, I'm just guessing here, the dust would be like a weather balloon compared to what we're talking about with a nanoparticle. And these sensors, or nanowires, as they're sometimes called, if they were, and they're, you know, really on to this, let's put sensors, nano sensors, into the body that will report out data from the body in real time on processes going on in the body and the brain. Of course, the explanation of this is the more data we can get, the better treatments we can find to cure illness, et cetera, et cetera. So these sensors, where is the data that they're reporting going? Well, it's going to medical centers, operation control and command centers, the cloud. Whoever's in charge of these things would be receiving the data. As bad as that sounds in terms of invasion of privacy and contact tracing that goes within your own body, as bad as that sounds, these sensors would also be capable of receiving data from the outside in the form of instructions. For example, instructions to the brain in order to, quote, modulate brain activity. And this is not just something that I'm making up out of thin air. In my article, one of my articles on nanotech, I offer a quote from a magazine journal called Nano Today that describes exactly this research and talks about a brain-machine interface. So imagine now the possibility that some of these nanoparticles that are in vaccines or could be put into vaccines would serve this purpose that we are now talking about. And now you begin to flesh out the picture of where all of this research is going. They want to get these particles as sensors inside your body. This is an ongoing research program of very large dimensions.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you've written articles about this. We've talked about issues of tracking technology through cell phones, of course, but we've also covered issues of implantation. They have the technology that goes down to the nano level in terms of injecting, if you will, via vaccination, receivers that can track information if they're scanned. We've talked about Bill Gates and his invisible ink tattoos that come with, micro needles, if you will, almost nano needles with vaccinations. But there's some also interesting information you've written about this week, articles about Bill Gates. I mentioned on Friday's show this movement from new media, alternative media, to expose Bill Gates on June 13th with a hashtag expose Bill Gates. We'll talk about that, but what can you reveal about interesting things RFK Jr. himself has talked about Bill Gates?
Yes, in one of my articles, the article on contact tracing that I posted this week, I quote extensively from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s devastating article about Bill Gates at Children's Health Defense. Just going to read a paragraph here, which is mind-boggling, and you're just going to have to try to imagine this. Microsoft has patented a sinister technology, I'm quoting Kennedy now, that utilizes implanted sensors to monitor body and brain activity. It will reward compliant humans with cryptocurrency payments when they perform assigned activities. All right, so there's a patent on this, W0060600, cryptocurrency system. And I'll try to... You do certain tasks that your smartphone assigns you, okay? Like, and I'm quoting Kennedy again, watch a certain advertisement, listen to a specific song, walk down a specific grocery store aisle, or take a certain vaccine. And when you do that, this sensor inside your body that measures your brain and other body activity is supposedly able to tell whether you've actually done the assigned task. And if you have, the system will, I'm quoting Kennedy again, will transfer cryptocurrency into the subject's account after completion of the assigned task. Are you kidding me?
I've never felt more like a lab rat than I do right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is taking it way beyond. It's not only the technology to do it, but it's the insane idea of, okay, folks, who wants to step up and join this club? All you have to do is put this sensor in your body. We'll inject it, whatever. And then you carry out the actions we tell you to take. And when you do an action, we'll know whether you really did it or not because of the sensor.
Yeah.
And then we'll put some cryptocurrency in your account automatically every time you do.
Well,
so you're a lab rat.
On the other side of the equation, it's referenced that if you don't comply, then you'll be penalized. They're talking about withdrawing X number of equivalent dollar units or whatever in crypto from your payroll account or whatever. And I thought it was bad just, you know, withholding your welfare check if you don't get vaccinated. We're talking about a whole other level. And, you know, I think about EMFs and 5G. I lecture on that, try to remediate, protect people from it. And I'm thinking, why do they need faster internet speeds? Right? You can download a whole movie in a couple of minutes now with the speed we have. The 5G? 5G is not for that. We have fast enough internet. This is about controlling everything in your life. It's about controlling you, tracking you visually through millimeter wave or other technologies to see you in the matrix of whatever computer modeling or artificial intelligence they develop through this.
Okay. So here's another paragraph exactly about that. From Kennedy. Gates announced financial support for $1 billion plan to blanket the Earth in video surveillance satellites, etc., etc. Through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gates purchased 5.3 million shares in Crown Castle. That's a company. The shares are worth $1 billion. Crown Castle owns 5G infrastructure in every major U.S. market, operates and leases more than 40,000 cell towers, 65,000 small cell nodes, which are the central infrastructure for 5G, and 75,000 route miles of fiber to every major U.S. market that, instead of going to your home, providing you safe, fast, wired internet, has been confiscated to connect 5G cell towers. So there's that, and then let's see here. Governments will use this, meaning the 5G surveillance system, to transition the globe to a totalitarian singularity more despotic than Orwell ever imagined, etc., etc.
Contact James Cameron.
So there you have
Skynet
that
is about to be activated.
Right. I mean, this is beyond what you would normally think of as science fiction.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
You said contact tracing, question mark. It's a euphemism for updated slavery in a very highly technical or technological fashion. And I'm not opposed to technology and advancements, but done with devoid of concepts of human freedom and spirituality, it becomes very dangerous and Luciferian.
Indeed it does. And that's the whole idea of this, is having an excuse, which is the COVID-19, what I call a covert operation, to say we must do contact tracing everywhere, all over the world. In fact, before these riots began, you heard governors of states in America saying, and this is a real psyop, we're reopening the economy, it's wonderful, and so forth, but This is all contingent on expanding vastly contact tracing and ultimately vaccination.
Mm.
So that is the program. It's the carrot and the stick. Yes, we'll reopen the economy, but we have to do much, much more contact tracing. And this is what they're talking about. Well, this is one of the reasons that they mounted this covert operation called COVID-19 in the first place, to provide a rationale and an excuse to vastly expand contact tracing to the point where it's in your body, it's inside your body. There isn't, you know, any way to get away from it if you install it. That's where this is going. This is where the smart cities are going, the Internet of Things, et cetera, et cetera.
John, I want to remind everybody, we're up on a break, and we're going to wrap up the hour in a minute, but we have been covering, and John has been covering from the very get-go, about the fallacy of the tests that they're using for contact tracing, the assumption that you have something, whether you have it or not, that there's not a validated test for it, or the testing that says you had something, also not validated, not approved by the FDA for the use. It's an emergency declaration that says, let's get this out there anyway. And we make these leaps based on no valid science. And this is where we find ourselves, because people haven't been paying attention to John Rappaport, No More Fake News, or listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back to discuss that and wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We've launched our broadcast week here on GCN Radio every week at this time. John Rappaport, my guest from No More Fake News. And I just want to say thanks to him. Please sign up for email alerts there and at robertscottbell.com to stay connected. Because, you know, we post articles, for instance, about masks. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they in between? What's the science? You reference the peer-reviewed literature, John, and we get tagged on social media. Oh, this is untrue. This is partially untrue. I am referencing and quoting the peer-reviewed medical literature on masks, and they say that's not true. What is going on, John?
Yeah, this is the degree of hypnosis that people are under. It's just amazing. It's a refusal. It's like, I'm hypnotized. Don't bother me. I don't want to know facts. That's the last thing I need. So I'm working. I've just finished an article now on masks. April 17th, 2020, Journal of the American Medical Association. Okay, I mean, you can't get any more mainstream than that. Quote, unless you are sick, a healthcare worker, or caring for someone who has COVID-19, medical masks, including surgical face masks and N95s, are not recommended. Then I go on to quote from the World Health Organization to the same effect. These are the impeccable sources that everybody is listening to, except when it comes to masks. And then we have this, which I find extremely troubling. In the state of Washington, where, of course, we know all about the incredible number of deaths in nursing homes, the Nurses Association, which is called the Washington State Nurses Association, has written a report called Reprocessing Masks Using Toxic Chemicals is Not a Solution. And they are talking about the reprocessing, recycling of old masks using a compound called ethylene oxide. And I'm quoting now, carcinogenic to humans, increases the risk of lymphoid cancer and for females breast cancer, And there's even more horrendous effects of this. And they have sent a cease and desist demand to certain facilities where the nurses work, demanding an immediate halt to the reusing of any face masks that have been decontaminated by ethylene oxide. So I looked up that, and I suddenly found, what do you know? This stuff is being used much more widely than just there. Way back in March, a company called Medline Industries said they were reprocessing 100,000 medical masks a day, using apparently ethylene oxide. Now, the FDA, the CDC, and other agencies of the federal government are busy disagreeing with each other about dosage levels of ethylene oxide and how much damage, et cetera, et cetera. But meanwhile, it's just happening. These masks are being turned out that have this highly toxic chemical in them. So John, who in his right mind would be wearing one of these?
Right. I got to ask the question. When they telegraph and program us to expect COVID 2.0, how many health professionals that are wearing these remanufactured or recleaned masks with this ethylene oxide stuff are going to show respiratory problems?
Exactly. And shown them. Oh, the doctors collapse, the nurses collapse. How can we explain this except it's the virus? Look at the masks.
And once again, we go back to the beginning when we first started reporting almost weekly on this together on the radio. What were the people of where? Wuhan, China, breathing for an entire year or a decade before this manifested as a respiratory calamity that they blamed once again on a virus, the cover story for toxicological burdens often created by arrogant men working with or for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. You won't hear this anywhere else, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Sign up for email alerts in both places, and you'll be plugged in no matter who they or how they try to censor us. John, thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Keep plugging in, y'all. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.